Hi, this is Robin Duncan, and with Lesson 80, let me recognize my problems have been solved. You might be thinking that it is very challenging to recognize that your problems have been solved because you don't really feel like your problems have been solved. And just saying this lesson title might even bring up some frustration or even anger, because it almost feels as though A Course in Miracles is asking us to be in denial of our true condition. The Course is never asking you to be in denial. What it is asking is for you to understand the laws of cause and effect. You see, our thoughts are creating our experiences 100% of the time. Every thought you have is projecting in front of you, I call it your radar screen, whatever you see in front of you in terms of your life experience, whatever is on your personal radar screen, is coming from your own mind, 100%. And therefore, the people that are on your radar screen, and the circumstances, and the situations, and the resources, everything as it shows up in front of you, is actually mirroring back to you all of your thoughts and beliefs about yourself. If you have someone showing up being very loving to you, very kind, it's a very good indication that you have self-love, self-appreciation, and self-value. If you have someone showing up on your radar screen that is persecuting, hurtful, disrespectful, they are mirroring back to you that you do not hold loving thoughts about yourself, that perhaps you're holding guilt or self-judgment, criticism. Perhaps you feel that you've made mistakes that you cannot recover from, or you've had failures that you cannot move beyond. And whatever the case, today, the Course in Miracles is asking you to recognize that every problem that you think you have, every problem that you have ever had, has come from the idea that you believed that you were separated from God. This has never happened. It is not so. It's like trimming a weed in your driveway. If you were to trim it from the top, it would certainly grow back and perhaps multiply. But if you could pull that weed from the root, which is what we do when we recognize that we have never been separated from God. By accepting our true identity, we are one with God. The power of God dwells within us. Whether we are aware of it or whether we are not, the truth is true. As we begin to tap into what is true, the effect of that truth will show up in front of you on your personal radar screen. And the way that you will see it and know it is your life will become much more peaceful, happy, and abundant. In fact, you will have more and more people showing up to love you, appreciate you, comment on your accomplishments and what you've done that has been special, recognizable, valuable in someone else's life. Today, let's just leave a space to recognize that our problems have been solved, because the one problem that is causing all the others has been solved already. We are one with God. We are the light of the world. The power of God dwells within us. Whether you recognize it today or whether you don't, today let's just leave some space to imagine that it is true. And then we let our guide, the Holy Spirit, arrange all the means to meet our goal of understanding and accepting the truth of who we are. Let me recognize my problems have been solved.